319 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frain. 287 Dalton was a member of his race, and he was a thief, and worse, if there can be, and yet he joined the church. He joined the church, and he's now a decent, believable man. Well, you remember how brazenly he sat here on the stand and bragged of his peach, how indecently he bragged of his fall, how he gloated over his vices. He was asked if he ever went to that miserable, dirty factory basement with a woman for immoral purposes, and he was proud to say that he had. Gentlemen, it was the first time Dalton had ever been in the limelight. It was the first time decent, respectable white men and women had ever listened to him with respect, let alone attention. When he was asked about that, if he was guilty, if he had fallen, he might have declined to answer. He might have hung his head in shame, as any decent, respectable man would have done, but instead he bragged and boasted of it. When Conley was asked what sort of a woman Frank had, he brazenly and braggingly said he did not know, that he himself had such a peach there that he could not take his eyes off her to look at Frank's woman. Well, you have seen Dalton's peach. You all have seen Daisy. Conley tells a different story. He says Frank took the peach, that lemon, for himself, and that Dalton had to get him another woman. I'm not saying that we are all free of passion, that we are all moral and perfect, but at least the decent man doesn't brag of having a peach. Well, if you believe Dalton's story, and let's presume it true now, if you believe it, he went into that scuttle hole there at the factory with Daisy. Dalton took that woman into the factory, into a dirty, nasty, fetid hole where the slime oozed and where no decent dog or cat would go, and there he satisfied his passion. That's what he told us. Well, Dalton told us he went there about 2 o'clock one Saturday afternoon last year, and of course at that time the Clark Wooden Ware Company occupied the lower floor and used the same entrance that the National Pencil Company did, and Frank was at lunch and knew nothing of Dalton's visit.